Interpretation. Fooling Hitler into keeping his forces dispersed across Europe and France would give the Allies a slim margin of time in which to establish a beachhead. The key was to present him a picture composed of many different kinds of evidence that would tell him the Allies were doing just what he had thought they would. But this picture could not be made up of all kinds of flashing signs pointing to the Balkans and the Pas-de-Calais. That would reek of deception. Instead, they had to create something that had the weight and feel of reality. It had to be subtle, a mix of banal truths with little falsehoods stitched in. If Hitler saw that in its outlines it supported his expectations, his overactive mind would fill in the rest. This is how the Allies wove such a picture. By late 1943, the British had secretly identified all of the German agents active in England. The next step was to turn them into unwitting double agents by feeding them false information about Allied plans for an attack on the Balkans and Norway, say, and the massing of a fictional army commanded by Patton, the American general Hitler so feared, opposite the Pas-de-Calais. This army, FUSAG, existed only in piles of phony paperwork and wireless transmissions that mimicked a normal army. German agents were allowed to steal FUSAG documents and intercept transmissions, carefully misleading messages, but at the same time, banal and bureaucratic ones, too banal to be seen as fake. Working with film designers, the Allies built an elaborate set of rubber, plastic, and wood that from German reconnaissance planes would look like an enormous camp of tents, aeroplanes, and tanks. The German general, who saw FUSAG with his own eyes, was misled about the direction he was taking toward London. He had actually passed the real army to the west of FUSAG's supposed site, massing for the invasion of Normandy. As the date of the invasion drew near, the Allies left clues combining fact and fiction still more intricately. The real time and place of the invasion were planted with an agent whom the Germans completely mistrusted, giving Hitler the feeling that he had seen through a deception, when in fact, he was staring at the truth. Now, if real information on the timing of the invasion somehow leaked out, Hitler would not know what to believe. The Allies knew that reports on the buying up of Pas-de-Calais maps in Switzerland would reach Hitler, and this would have its own realistic logic. As for the Montgomery sightings in Gibraltar, little did the German agents know they were seeing a look-alike, a man trained to act like the general. In the end, the picture the Allies painted was so real to Hitler that well into July, he believed in it, long after D-Day had actually happened. Through such subtle deceptions, they had compelled him to keep his forces dispersed, perhaps the decisive factor in the success of the invasion. In a competitive world, deception is a vital weapon that can give you a constant advantage. You can use it to distract your opponents, send them on goose chases, waste valuable time and resources in defending attacks that never come. But more than likely, your concept of deception is wrong. It does not entail elaborate illusions or all sorts of showy distractions. People are too sophisticated to fall for such things. Deception should mirror reality. It can be elaborate, as the British deception around D-Day was, but the effect should be of reality only subtly, slightly altered, not completely transformed. To mirror reality, you must understand its nature. Above all, reality is subjective. We filter events through our emotions and preconceptions, seeing what we want to see. Your false mirror must conform to people's desires and expectations, lulling them to sleep. If the Allies had wanted to attack the Pas-de-Calais, as Hitler suspected, and tried to convince Hitler the attack was coming to Normandy, that would have been a great deal harder than playing on his pre-existing belief. Your false mirror must incorporate things that are visibly true. It must seem somewhat banal, like life itself. It can have contradictory elements, as the D-Day deception did. Reality is often contradictory. In the end, like an Escher painting. You must blend truth and illusion to the point where they become indistinguishable, and your false mirror is taken for reality.